You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 789. Looking forward to hanging with you guys today. We've got a practical episode today.
Very practical.
With some information for folks that might be in another country.
Well, living outside the U.S. and U.S. citizens.
Yeah. So, anyways, look forward to diving into that with you guys.
As you can tell from Rob's unadulterated enthusiasm, he's very excited to discuss how international individuals can come into the United States and get a Part 107, whether they can or not. It's been a topic in the DroneU community. Glad to clarify this subject. You know, we've done a little bit of research. I could be wrong on where you can take the test, but from training international agencies who had to come to the United States in order to take the test, I think that we'll be able to succinctly answer the question. That being said, special thanks to our friends at the Colorado Drone Chargers. If you need to charge multiple batteries at once in a fireproof case so that you don't have to worry about charging your batteries in unique situations, you got to check them out, coloradodronechargers.com. Next week at AUVSI, they will be announcing a brand new charger, too, for all of those Inspire flyers out there. So make sure to check them out and use discount code DRONEU8. Check him out, coloradodronechargers.com.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Rob, and all the folks at the Drone U. My name is Gail Godkin. I own and operate Gale Force Drone. And first, I want to say thank you for all of the great content. I've been watching you guys on YouTube for a couple of years now and really appreciate the information, the savvy, as well as the silly anecdotes. You guys put out great content. To get right into my question, I am living in the Philippines. I've been here for about 6 months now and going to be here permanently. I'm coming up on my 24-month, my two-year Part 107 renewal. And the first question is, do I need to be in the U.S. to take that exam and get my renewal? The reason why I'm bringing this question to you guys is actually to ask this. While I'm here, I have been training a couple of guys, local Filipino nationals, to fly the drones, and I've been walking them through a lot of the materials that I studied for my Part 107. Leads to the question, is it possible for a non-U.S. citizen to test and acquire the FAA Part 107 certificate? Also, do these gentlemen have to be in the U.S. to take the exam, which leads to visas, and it's quite complex taking a Filipino out of the country. So hopefully I kept that short enough. I appreciate and look forward to the answer. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Gail, very much. Thank you for listening to the show for 2 years. That's really, really awesome. We appreciate that
really
so
is.
Much.
It really is.
Yeah. And for sending in questions
and your comments.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Wow. Love it. Okay. Rob is deep diving right now. I am going to give you my experience. In training some guys from Rio de Janeiro, we met them in Florida, and actually they were planning on taking their tests while they were in Florida. Now, one of the caveats, the pieces of information that he did not give us, was if he was a Part 61 pilot before he was a Part 107 pilot. Because if he was a Part 61
true.
Pilot, he may be able to take that online PowerPoint, I call it. If you're a Part 61 pilot, you just go through this like PowerPoint, and then you pass essentially a quiz. And then if you don't get a 100 on the quiz, you just keep taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it. So but with anyone who is regular Part 107, you have to go into a federal testing center. It has to be an approved testing center. And take the actual test through their testing program. Again, that's the wrong thing. That being said, you actually have to be at a federal testing center. Now, if you were to like fly to Puerto Rico and take the test, I think that that's possible. But again, if he's Part 61 with the PowerPoint, he could probably download a VPN and take the PowerPoint even though not being in the United States. You may not even have to download a VPN to take the Part 61 stuff again. I'm not really sure. But if you are a Part 107 and not a licensed pilot outside of that, you do have to be in the United States to take the test, as far as I know right now. So I think that that's really, really important. Now that
probably there won't be one in the Philippines. That's probably pretty certain.
Nope. But you know what? I wonder if he could actually take a test. So see, U.S. territories, it offers it. So you could be outside the U.S., but in a U.S. territory like Guam, for example. But outside of that, it looks like you have to be in the United States. Again, confirmed that you do.
Yeah.
Which is rather unfortunate. I wonder if you could go to an embassy and take the test. That'd be really interesting.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
They probably don't have that at this point, but...
I mean, it just seems a little silly to spend a couple grand on a plane ticket to then come home and take a $150 test. But, I mean, that's what Tiago had to do.
Well, and you would only do that if you have some purpose to that, right? You're going to be coming back, or you do it when you're going to be... Because you can pass... Well, I guess if you pass, you can't fly commercially immediately. You've got to wait for the process,
yeah.
Correct?
True.
Is that true?
True.
So anyways, so Gail is going to have to come back to the U.S. And as far as the guys that he's working with over there in the Philippines, which is really, really cool that he's doing that, non-U.S. citizens can get a 107. There's just, they have to do this, submit an application for foreign air carrier economic licensing is what it says, correct?
Interesting.
And you can obviously get all that information on the FAA website about, it's literally one of the questions, how can non-U.S. citizens fly UAS for commercial purposes in the United States? And so the FAA site gives you the specific steps to take to make that happen.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. So you can do all those things. You're just going to have to come to the U.S. to make it happen.
Yeah. But that's not too bad. At least you can come visit us and do some flying.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, if you do.
So anyway, I think that answers our question for today. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and upload it. And if you decide to share some love or give us some social cred, share the show, review the show, leave us a review on iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you download the show. We appreciate it.
Indeed.
That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.